Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the French entrepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And we have a great show today. We're meeting with Vanna Stroes, and Vanna Stroes is a four-unit franchise concept that focuses on an assorted menu of crepes, coffee, and smoothies, and was created after more than 14 years of expertise in the restaurant business. We're going to be meeting with the CEO, Mauricio Acevedo, coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs along one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Vanna Strohs. And Vanna Strohs is a four-unit franchise concept that focuses on an assorted menu of crepes, coffee, and smoothies. And they were created after more than 14 years of expertise in the restaurant business. The creators of Vanna Strohs saw a tremendous potential in crepes as an outstanding food item for time-pressed shopping mall customers. And today the concept is starting to saturate in the areas of proximity to food courts and high foot traffic in the United States, with this development led by Mauricio Acevedo, who we're going to have on segment two today. And Don and I thought this was an interesting concept because if you think about it, it's something new, but not like this radical change. I think when sushi first came into the United States, which has been in the U.S. here for quite some time, I think it took a while for it to really catch on. God, I remember eating sushi back, you know, in my teenage years, so, you know, it's been here, 30, 40 years, and it seems like it's really starting to take off now. So, again, this is something new, but, again, not this, like, drastic change. So, you know, this is going to be an interesting concept for today's show. Here's a couple of items from, it looks like, an article written on Vanna Strohs. It says, after testing the business model with two company-owned stores and the subsequent addition of two high successful franchises along the Florida Turnpike, Acevedo, who again we're having on the show today, says he's now gearing up to expand to reach the Vanna Strohs to major metropolitan areas across the United States. The time is right for a brand like ours, he says. People are looking for a food concept that's fresh and, as we were saying earlier, unique, but with the same flavors they already love. These market conditions have given us the chance to share with Americans what we know is a great business with a non-parity product. So this is very interesting and exciting. And this is a lot of times, you know, what Don and I look for, you know, when we have guests on the show. And speaking about other upcoming shows, let's see, next week we have Tasty Image Franchise Opportunity, which is another interesting and different type of concept. And as I mentioned, I got to speak to the founder of the company. So Tasty Image began in mid-2003 in Jupiter, Florida. Seems like so many franchises coming out of Florida today. After becoming a part-time affiliate to sell printed chocolates, I saw rather quickly that there was income waiting to happen within the chocolate industry. So that comes from the founder. Week after that, author Danny Lyon, excuse me, The Color of My Underwear is Blue. And I got to listen to different clips of interviews with Danny, and I believe he starts off his seminars and his presentations that way. So we'll have to see if he starts off his interview with us that way too. Kind of like, you know, just not holding back, you know, and, you know, just kind of, you know, telling everything. There's nothing hidden. So it's an interesting way, and I think that's where he came up with the concept for the title of the book. Excerpt, just bits and pieces, says, how many of you would like more success? How many of you like more success faster? Anybody not? Well, you've come to the right place. My name is Danny Lyon, and the color of my underwear is blue. So should be interesting. That's a different kind of show for us, too. Excuse me. We, you know, we talk a lot about success on the show, and we talk about a lot about positive thinking and things like that. In addition to, of course, franchising and entrepreneurship, because, you know, of course, we really think that's very important too. Week after that, going into July, it's hard to imagine we're already saying July. This is interesting. From pizza and donuts to personal training and massages, Jeff Jervik, who is a president and CEO of Fitness Together Franchise Holdings, Inc. Jervik is a franchise industry maven, with ultimately brought him to his current position, which he's held since 2008. He's the head of the world's largest wellness company, which includes Fitness Together and Elements Therapeutic Massage. Before this position, he had a rather different route in franchising, selling pizza and donuts. And it's interesting, you know, as long as we've been doing on the show, we've had a lot of people from franchise development or franchisors, sometimes like making a switch in the industry. So this is kind of like a similar concept. It says Jervik's career began as an hourly employee selling pizza at Pizza Hut. And I love these stories of people who, you know, got their start in franchising, you know, by working for a Subway or working at McDonald's. And there's thousands and thousands of stories out there just like that. It says he worked his way up within the PepsiCo company, spending 14 years there, and ending up with his title of National Vice President of Operations for Pizza Hut. He was responsible for the operations of over 25,000 employees. From there, he moved on to Papa John's, where he was an operating partner of Papa John's in Hawaii. He helped grow the market to 17 locations and hundreds of employees. In October 2005, Jervik retired from pizza and moved to an even more unhealthy food, which was donuts. He went to go work for Krispy Kreme. And did very well with them. Says it was 3 years later when Jervik came to the realization that despite the temporary satisfaction of pizza and donuts might bring for someone, he wasn't changing anyone's life. So he wanted to help people, which brought him into the wellness industry and Fitness Together and Elements. Leave pain would actually better people's lives, he concluded. Says with over two decades in the franchise industry, Jervik is a polished in the field, despite making a complete industry change from pizza to wellness. And this is what we like, too, is, you know, to have people on the show who've been in franchising a long time. And, you know, a common question that we ask on the show is, you know, what advice would you give to our listeners as far as their quest for buying a franchise? So that is definitely a question that will be coming to Jeff, and that's, again, in July. So our previous show, interesting, we were talking about the state of the restaurant industry. And we met with Moe's Southwest Grill. And let's see, it says, restaurants suffered their biggest declines in a generation in 2009, 7% below 2007 levels, and sales increased just 0.1% in 2010, according to Technomic. Technomic is a market research company, consulting firm, and they came out with a study, and there's some interesting findings that we just want to share with you. It says, let's see, the Mexican menu category overtook bakery cafe, bagel restaurants as the most prevalent type of fast casual restaurant in the top 100 last year. Bakery cafes did, however, continue to lead all menu categories in terms of total U.S. system-wide sales in 2010, primarily by its largest player, Panera Bread. This is the fastest-growing menu categories for the top 100 fast casual chains were Better Burger, up 16.1%, Asian Noodle, up 10.1%, and Mexican, up 9%. So that's where it looks like the growth is taking place. And last week we were talking about the importance of getting into the right industry as well. Fast casual menus are differentiating themselves through adult beverages. While they still have more room to grow, beer, wine, or spirits are now sold in nearly 40% of fast casual chains. Panera Bread remains the sales leader amongst all fast casual chains with 2010 sales nearly over $2.9 billion, a 4.3% increase from 2009. I was saying to Don, why didn't we have Panera Bread on the show up to this point? It seems like we've had everyone on the show, and of course we haven't. You know, we've done about approaching 250 shows up to this point, but we haven't had Panera Bread on the show, so we'll have to get them for our listeners. So they had a 4.3% increase from 2009. Its U.S. units increased 5.5% to 1,376. Chipotle Mexican Grill held on to the number two spot, growing sales a whopping 20.7% to $1.8 billion and units 13.5% to 1,084 locations. So this category has essentially blown through the recession without skipping a beat, says Technomic EVP Darren Tristano. That the real pressures are now coming from other types of concepts that have taken note and are positioning themselves alongside their fast casual counterparts, quick service restaurants are revamping their offerings and a decor in attempt to provide value beyond low price and take back. We've seen some interesting changes take place with some really big name franchises, you know, whether it's, you know, KFC changing their logo or adding like a jukebox to their restaurants. So there's been a lot of like, you know, out of the box kind of thinking, which is always fun to analyze. Now, anytime we're talking about food, location, of course, is a critical factor. And we had the opportunity to meet with Ryan Cunningham, I think it is, who is an expert on the subject of location. And, you know, there was a great quote, I think it was FranSmart that actually said it was Dan Rowe. He says that a good location can overcome bad marketing. And I can't tell you how many times I've used that phrase, whether it's with my my marketing students or even on the show. So let's listen to a clip from what Ryan says from our great quotes in Franchise
Interviews. Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 4.5 years and almost 250 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on the show. One of them that comes to mind is from Dan Rowe of FranSmart, and he had this wonderful quote that I've probably used on a couple hundred occasions up to this point, so you know where we get our ideas or our quotes, and he said that good location can overcome bad marketing. And I thought that was brilliant. The quote that you're going to hear now is coming from Ryan Cunningham, and he actually has a couple of them, but he talks about the importance of having a great location for a franchise. And he references a great study that came out, I think it was about in 2004, USA Today came out with a study on why franchises would fail. And I believe location was number 2 in the study. I think Ryan's going to talk about it in this particular podcast. So enjoy this podcast, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. See you soon.
The success that a franchisor has developed over time and making that connection and helping the franchisee new to the system plug into all that value that's been determined of what makes a successful site.
That's a great service, Ryan. I know myself being in the franchise financing business, working nationwide with all kinds of franchisees, many their first time opening a business, sometimes that's the toughest part of the whole process, what your service is. And sometimes I get delayed and having people send their applications. They're a little nervous about finding a site and location or during the loan process because we don't need to have the site for us to start packaging their loan. You know, sometimes it gets delayed.
You're right.
People can't find their site, or they think they have a location. It falls through. It's very frustrating for them.
We have actually found we have closed about 180 sites since I started the company, and we have found that it virtually every new franchisee that we're introduced to by our franchisor clients, all of them will say, Ryan, your job is easy. I already found the site. You know, we've already been looking because it's natural. If you're going to own a business, the first thing you want to do is you want to envision where that business is going to be. And so you go out and you look at space and you say, I really want to be next to that Kroger's. I really like that new Walmart center. And sometimes they call the person on the sign and they kind of negotiate a deal. And 9 times out of 10, when we get on the phone with the franchisee, they'll say, already have the site. What's been interesting is of the 180 sites that we've closed, literally one of those franchisees actually had the best site identified before we got involved. What we find, and this is just human nature, is what we find is a franchisee doesn't really understand what makes a site successful for the franchise, or number two, it's just human nature to have a bias, and most people say, geez, it'd be great if it was near my home, it'd be great if it's in this kind of fancy area that I could tell people where my store is. That may not sync with what makes a site successful, the franchisor. They may have demographics that are in a different section of the city. They may not need the A-plus retail space, but secondary space because their destination. So a lot of times they go in with the best intention, but a lot of times they'll also kind of play their cards and they'll start negotiating on space and really put themselves at a huge disadvantage because with, you know, 23 years of experience in commercial real estate, there's nothing better for the owner of a property to get a call from a tenant directly who says, gee, I really like your space. Your space is the only one I'm looking at. This is what I'm going to buy. Will you work with me? They'll always work with you, but at the end of the day, you're paying probably a premium for that space because you really need to negotiate and competitively make a landlord compete for your occupancy. You can't just go to them and play your cards.
That's interesting.
Right off the bat, they're locking themselves in a corner by making that
right. And then you can't get out of it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I thought when I was contemplating this new company and had talked to these franchisors, the thing that sealed it for me is in 2004, USA Today had on the front page of their business section an article that said top 10 reasons franchises fail. And it was through all this research. And what I found interesting is the top four all involve real estate. And now, number two for the top reasons franchises fail, number two was bad location. So that obviously is real estate. You pick a bad location. Once you're there, you're there. You can't just remarket it. You literally have sunk yourself into the wrong place, and it's going to be too costly to move. But what's interesting, the number one reason was a bad system of the franchise system, meaning do they have the sales system? Do they have the training? Do they have the ops? But part of the systems that you need to look for as a potential franchisee is do they have a site selection process or system that methodically helps you find the space that's going to optimize your chance of success. In the old days, there was a feeling, and you can still go on some websites today of some of the older franchisors and see this, there is always a feeling for liability reasons that franchisors said, listen, you're from Albuquerque. We don't know anything about Albuquerque. You can buy a franchise from us. We will give you a checklist, but you're on your own because it's your business, your decision, and it's your city. That at one time was kind of the norm in the industry. What they found was without giving guidance, they had a horribly inconsistent system where they had some woefully underperforming sites because franchisees left to their own devices, ended up putting themselves into a corner and getting spaces that didn't function well. What they have since found is, and this is really through the legal system, the Franchise Times had a great article that showed all four involved a franchisee that was not succeeding to the level they wanted to. What was interesting is in two of the cases, the franchisor literally said, I'm not getting involved, it's your decision, and you know whatever you decide, you decide, and if it fails, it's your problem. The other two provided some pretty beefy site selection where they helped and assisted in finding the sites. What's interesting is the court found in favor of the systems, the franchisors, that provided more services as opposed to less. So I think there's a trend now to say not only does a franchisor obviously want every site to perform well because you're only as good as the last site you sold because the next franchisee is going to call the new franchisees and say, how you doing? How'd the process go? Are you happy? Are you making money? So they're concerned about that. But they're also concerned for a liability reason more.
You can actually hear that whole podcast when you go to franchiseinterviews.com and go to our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast. Why don't we do this? I see our guest Mauricio has called in, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Big mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest-growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Banastros, and Banastros is a four-unit franchise concept that focuses on an assorted menu of crepes, coffee, and smoothies, and was created after more than 14 years of expertise in the restaurant business. Hey Mauricio, how are you today?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for coming on the show today, Mauricio. I want to congratulate you on the success of Banastros. This is an exciting time for you guys, isn't it?
Yes, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, absolutely. I thought we could start off good places to describe how Banastros was founded, Mauricio, and how you became the CEO with the brand.
Excellent, sure. Banastros was founded in 2002. And it was really created from the what we call the business side of the equation. It was created by a couple of entrepreneurs who had, as you said before, more than 14 years experience in the food industry, who basically sat down and said, let's solve problems that a restaurant entrepreneur has when they think about opening a store. What are, you know, some of those preoccupations? Hopefully something that is very easy to operate, something that has a low payroll, something that's inexpensive to set up so the return on my investment will be faster, having a product that can be eaten at any time of day by any member of the family, a concept that appeals to everybody, you know, all nationalities, all ages, and a product that can be adaptable to any local taste, any local flavor, as well as adapting it to any location that you're able to be in. So with those things in mind is that going down that checklist, they came together and said, okay, we can create this concept, and the product that could easily fit this is the crepe concept, and it has the added benefit of not having any competition. So that's how Banastros came about.
That's fantastic. And it's one of the things that Don and I loved about this concept, Mauricio. It's a unique concept, but it's really not a drastic change to people's eating, like you said. You know, I mean, it's like you said, you know, I never knew that you could really put anything in a crepe, but why not, you know? And the great thing is that, you, like you said, you can customize it to a geographical location. So if in the Southwest people like their food maybe a little spicier, then you can do that. Where in the Northeast, if they like their food maybe a little more mild, do that, you know? So it kind of really made sense that you guys were able to franchise this concept, which is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, is, you know, why did you decide to launch Banastros as a franchise instead of growing it through other methods? I mean, it does seem easy to duplicate, which I think is one of the critical keys to success when going into franchising.
Right. Before I go into that, I wanted to say something about what you mentioned earlier about the putting everything that you want in a crepe. We spent a lot of time and effort developing the mix of our crepe for the taste to be totally neutral. So that way you can put, as you say, either savory or sweet ingredients in it, or adapt it to any local flavor that you want. So you're exactly on about that. Coming back to your question about why through franchising, it really goes back to the nature of the partners who own Banastos, you know, the people, myself, Luis, and Juan, we're all entrepreneurs. I personally was taught from an early age to always look for a business, not a job.
Right.
You know, you make your own destiny, you make your own way. Granted, you know, it's not easy being an entrepreneur because there's many risks involved, and it's a different nature. So franchising, I believe, gives you the best of both worlds. It gives you the ability to be in business by yourself, but you're not by yourself. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. You have somebody that you can talk to and ask whenever you have problems, whenever you have doubts, somebody who's always innovating and trying to make things better for you as a franchisee. So that was the most important reason why we decided to go through franchising. It's a win-win situation. We get people to be their own bosses, you know, write their own destinies. And on the other hand, as franchisors, we get to grow quicker. You know, the U.S. is a very big country, and, you know, we need help to grow.
Absolutely. What about your own background, Mauricio? Because that's important, too. You know, we always tell our listeners when they're looking to buy a franchise, you know, it's to look towards, like, the leadership. So what was your experience prior to joining the brand? Did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. I joined Banastos about 2 years ago. I met Luis, one of the original founders, through a mutual friend of ours who eventually became our third partner. And I've always been in business. I have an MBA, and I've been in several different ventures. I've been in agriculture. I've been in technology. I've been in real estate. Always looking for the next opportunity of the next big thing. And when I saw Luis and his experience in food, you know, coming from more than 14 years of managing this. He comes from Colombia, South America, managing 150-unit concepts there. And when I saw his potential and everything that he had done with the concept, and I saw that the only thing that was missing was the commercial side, you know, somebody who would take the reins of the game and really start growing it for franchising, is when I decided to literally drop everything that I was doing, negotiated with Luis, bought a piece of the company from him and said, listen, I want to come in with the specific intent of growing this through franchising. And in the 2 years that we've been doing that, granted we've been in business since 2002, making sure that everything works, you know, what ironing out all the kinks, as they say. But we really only started franchising a couple of years ago, and in that short time we've done very well in terms of the partners that we've signed up with. We'll talk a little bit more in detail about our growth strategy, but mainly, you know, through institutional partners as well as individual franchisees. We've been able to advance in the U.S. in this short time, as well as internationally.
That's great. We saw this year the U.S. Department of Commerce, they organized, I think it was like 15 franchises to go to India. You guys were on the list, weren't you, Mauricio?
Yes, that was a really exciting time for us. The U.S. Department of Commerce had a sort of, I don't know if to call it a competition or a draw, within 150 franchise concepts. They chose the 15 that they thought would have more success in India. And out of those 15, Banastos was chosen as one of them. And they took us on this wonderful trip over to India. We went to three cities in India and met with potential franchisees and potential master franchisees. And it was really good, especially seeing the potential that Banastos has because of the fact that it's so easy to operate and so flexible in terms of what you can do with the food and also the location that you can be in. It was very, very successful. I mean, we are in late negotiations with a master franchisee there to have 100 units in India, so it's really exciting for us.
Wow. That's fantastic. It really does seem like a universal concept. Like you were saying, you know, it doesn't matter where it is, you know, whether it's in the Mideast or Australia or Japan, you know, it just seems like one of those universal concepts, like you said, you know, and it was just, you know, when we heard about you guys, you know, we said, we got to get you on the show. We just thought it was fascinating, you know. So
I appreciate the opportunity.
And it's our pleasure because we always say, you know, Don and I's hope is to always have, like we say, the next McDonald's, you know, on the show. And so you got to start here. So it's fantastic. So how big is the industry, Mauricio, the crepe industry? And who would you say are your, let's say, like your direct competitors?
The beautiful thing about crepes in general is that there is no national or international leader. That's the first thing that I, as an entrepreneur, saw as the opportunity.
Right.
I mean, we compete, quote-unquote, with anybody that sells food, but we really don't come to take any of the pie away. We come to make the pie bigger. you know, to have another option, a healthier option to eat. You know, I want people, as you say, to think, okay, what am I having for lunch or dinner today? Am I having a sub? Am I having a burger, a pizza? How about a crepe? There's no national or international brand, we are going to be the first one, who's doing that. So there are a lot of mom-and-pop, one- or two-unit operations there, but nobody,
right.
you know, truly organized as a franchise, you know, with all the rules and all the systems in place. We are going to be that first one.
Wow. What would have been, like, some of the most popular, I guess you could say, orders or specials with the franchisees when a customer, you know, orders a Crepe Mauricio? What are they typically ordering, or what are they looking at?
We have two lines of crepes specifically. You know, one is the sweet line, and the other one is the savory line. In the sweet line, our biggest seller is called the Fruit Jumbo, which is made of strawberries and bananas and chocolate sauce, and it's actually where we get our name from. Banastros is really a play on
right.
the words bananas and strawberries. Right?
And strawberries, that makes sense, right?
Exactly. That's one of our top sellers in terms of the sweet ones. And in the savory ones, we have the option of you making your own crepe. We call it Crepe Your Own. So although we have, you know, about 50 different recipes available, people can make their own. But in the
wow.
set recipes, the Thai one is one that's getting a lot of great reviews lately. It's sweet and also spicy sauce at the same time, as well as the Caesar crepe. We have one Caesar crepe. It's really good. And another one called Napoli tomato with pesto and olive oil is absolutely delicious.
That's fantastic. I like the interactive concept as well. Don and I have seen a lot of more franchises doing that today because we believe that, you know, that's what the customers want. You know, they want the ability to probably, I guess, you know, one of the successes of like a Subway, of course, is that you can go in and kind of like customize your own sandwich, you know. So I think that's brilliant on your part to allow the customer to do that. So with your franchisees, I mean, what kind of characteristics do you look for in a franchisee, Mauricio?
First and foremost, people have to have passion. I mean, if you don't love what you're doing, might as well not do it. You know, passion for what you do. You know, passion for people, passion for service. And really, at this stage of our emerging concept, somebody who's able to recognize the beautiful diamond in the rough that we have. Because right now, you know, in terms of locations, there's limitless possibilities, not only in places that you can go into, but the types
right.
of locations that we can offer. We don't have a back kitchen. Everything happens in front of the customers on the crepe griddles. So that allows us for tremendous flexibility location-wise. We can be in kiosks. We can be in inline stores. We can be in standalone stores. Even trucks and carrying carts.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really looking for somebody who's able to recognize that opportunity in a market that's untapped with a fresh, new product that has tremendous flexibility in terms of what you can serve the people. And recognize that and help us grow our baby.
Interesting. Yeah, so location doesn't sound like it would be a big impediment. You know, a lot of times with, you know, when someone buys into a franchise opportunity, especially if it's like a casual type of a place, you know, a lot of times we find that franchisees run into obstacles in finding a location. I think with this concept that there's more locations available because you have that flexibility, would you say?
Exactly. We can work out of a 140 square feet kiosk all the
wow.
way up to a 2,000 square feet standalone store with tables and everything inside. So that's another of our greatest advantages, is that you're able to create your location. We found, for example, in some of these malls, for example, that we go in to see potential locations, you go into a mall and you feel that there's no space. Oh, I see all the stores
right.
full, all the inlines are full. But then you see, you know, for example, part of the aisle that goes into the food court that doesn't have anything there. We can put a kiosk there and sell food there. Not many
That's
food concepts
great.
Can do that.
That's true, absolutely. So what's the training like once someone decides to buy into the franchise, Mauricio? How does that work?
They come to our website. They fill out an application telling us a little bit about about themselves. Talk to our salespeople and really try to understand, you know, why it is that they want to go into Banastros, what appealed to them about the concept. Because this is really a marriage, you know. This is really
right.
a long-term relationship in which they not only have to like us, but we need to like them.
Right.
in those calls, we tell them everything that's involved in our training, all our training process, you know, what our system is. And after that, they come for Discovery Day here to Miami. They eat at a couple of our locations. We show them the operation, how simple it is to operate, the several variations there are. And, you know, they take home the FDD with them. They review it, you know, to make sure that they understand everything that's expected of them as well as expected from us. And they sign and, you know, we start looking for a location and starting to open.
That's great. What would you say is a typical day like? I mean, it seems like a pretty simple procedure, to run a Banistro. And what's that like? I mean, the person comes in the morning and how does that work?
That's another of the beauties of our concept. There is virtually no prep time. Everything in our stores, all the ingredients, and that was made by design, come pre-cooked, pre-cut, pre-made. We really don't cook anything. We assemble the food in front of the customer. I mean, we make the crepe in front of them. That's basically, you know, turning mix from liquid to solid by putting it on the griddle. But that happens in front of the customer. So. From the operation standpoint and from the labor standpoint and the cost of that is really, really, really advantageous. You literally come to the store in the morning, you turn the point-of-sale system on, you turn the griddles on, and you're ready to start selling. I mean, yesterday we had a Discovery Day here at Miami, and it was funny because the people that were coming, we asked them to come at 10 o'clock in the morning so they could see the opening procedures. They got here at 10:05, and we had already had to open because there were two customers waiting in line. And by 10:05, they were already open, and we had already sold a couple of transactions. So it's really that's a really good advantage that we have. Also, we don't throw away anything. Again, since everything is pre-cut and pre-cooked, we literally only throw away the tops of the strawberries and the banana peels. Everything else gets used in their product once the customer orders it. So there's no waste from our side, and that, and from the operation standpoint, really, really helps a lot in the profits.
Wow. It sounds like, I mean, it's pretty open for an aspiring entrepreneur. I mean, whether it's somebody who just kind of like, let's say, graduated from college and wants to go into their own business, or somebody who maybe like recently retired from, you know, the business world. It sounds like there's a lot of prospective entrepreneurs that, you know, you could take on for a Banistro. So,
if you ever wanted to be in business for yourself with something that is easy to operate, inexpensive to set up, with a product that is good, clean, fresh, new, Banistro is the right answer.
That's fantastic. So what advice would you give to our listeners, Mauricio? Again, you're an entrepreneur. As far as their quest for buying a franchise, what would you say to them?
First of all, you really need to see whether the values of the people behind the company that you're buying into go together with yours. As I said before, first and foremost, this is a relationship. And that's the way we see it at Banistro. So, I mean, we're not in the business of selling franchises and letting you run. We're in the business of having successful franchisees. And the first thing that we need in order to have successful franchisees is to have communication. And for you to be able to have communication, you need to be in line with the person that you're talking to. So the first and foremost, I would say, you know, look at the people behind the concept, not only at the size of the concept or the, you know, or how many units they have, because everybody started something. Secondly, does it fit with your lifestyle? I mean, if you don't like to be serving food, don't look at food concepts.
Right.
If you don't know anything about cars, don't look at any mechanic concepts. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Have it fit your lifestyle, and then, you know, how much money do you have to invest? How easy it is to operate, and how much help do you get from the franchisor? And again, more importantly, how open they are to innovating, how open they are to helping you, and to holding your hand. We at Banistro work very diligently to try to make every step of the way as easy as possible for the franchisee. I mean, not only from the point of view of the sales process, but from the setup of the location. You know, we have somebody that will hold your hand after, you know, we will help you find a location. After we find a location, to help you negotiate a location, we have somebody that will build everything out for you, that will install it and have it ready for you to run on day one. We'll train you, and we'll be with you in the opening and during the opening and after the opening, as well as from then on. So it's really a matter of if you're able to click with the franchisor.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said. So what are Banastro's plans for the future? I mean, it's a crazy question, but how big would you guys like to get? I mean, it seems like you guys could be one of those, 30,000, 40,000 units across the world. Is that what you guys are looking for, or where are you looking to grow?
We have two strategies. One is the U.S. strategy, and one is the international strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Our plan is to grow at about 25 units a year. I mean, my goal is to have about 125 locations by 2015. That doesn't mean that more locations could come earlier. And as a matter of fact, internationally, we've been really successful. Not only, as I mentioned before, in India, we're in late talks for 400 units there. We're also closing a master franchisee in the UK for 80
yeah.
units there, as well as
wow.
Colombia in South America for 15 units. So it's a matter of having controlled growth with the right partner.
Right.
More than numbers, we're looking for the right people. You know, again, because our intent is not to sell for franchise fees. My intent is to have
right.
the right people run Banastro's so that in the long term, we can all be successful.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Mauricio, to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any phone numbers they should
yes.
call?
Yes. There's a couple of ways. Either banastros.com, and Banastros is BANNASTROWS, or they can call our phone number. Our phone number is 786-CREPS-1 or 786-273-7371, or by emailing me directly, Mauricio@banastros.com. My name is MauRicio at banastros.com, BANNASTROWS.com. In the website, we also have a video that shows the operation and how easy
mm-hmm.
it is, as well as all the information that you need.
That's great. And I want to thank you again, Mauricio. Don and I would love to have you guys come back next year because, I think that my prediction is you guys are going to be one of the big franchises. So
anytime.
Look forward
thank
to
you so
watching.
Much for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mauricio. Have a great day today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that was a fantastic concept. So why don't we do this? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back, and we're going to talk with – we have a clip from Julie Bennett, author from Franchise Times Magazine. She talks about the importance of following a system. So we'll be right back.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of... Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you...